Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Coffee
Classica welcomes Nene Capri. She's back at the CCC studio to talk about Boss Lady Publishing. Yes, yes, yes. The call-in number is 1-713-955-0635. Be right back with the commercial after these messages. Just wanted to say this real quick before we play it. In Milwaukee, right now, we have rain, it's humid, the weather is crazy, back and forth, sunshine, rain. It's like a Frankie Beverly Mays record playing back to back over here, okay? Joy and pain. And we want you to know that Cream City Classica is always the home of the $5 ad. So whatever it is you do, rap, sing, dance, do hair, sell car insurance, we don't care. You have a place to shine. Teresa Ray Butler, be right back in a minute.
Boss Lady Publishing is dedicated to giving authors a platform for their work where they can learn to craft and grow with their art. Nene Capri is always looking for authors with drive, ambition, and a hunger for knowledge in the industry and willingness sharpen their skill into a great storyteller. For submission guidelines, send your request to bossladypublishing@gmail.com.
In Boss Lady Publishing, they are looking for people, so send in your submissions. Okay, send in your submissions, people, because they're looking for new authors. And all you have to do is send the information to bossladypublishing@gmail.com. Send in your scripts, any questions. If you want to know what's going on, hit her up. All right, so let me tell y'all this story real quick. All right, so check this out. Now, last time I was on the show, I was telling y'all that I was moving out of my house, right? Okay, so after like 20 years of, you know, being in the same residence, well, really 10 years in one place and 10 years in another place, but dragging some of that stuff over to the new place, let me tell y'all something. It don't make no sense when you fill up two dumpsters with stuff, when you give away 10 TVs, y'all, when you give away three computers and, I don't know, four or five laptops. It was crazy, insanity. And someone asked me, why didn't you have a rummage sale? Why did you give this stuff away, Teresa? And my answer was real simple. okay? My understanding about what tithing is isn't necessarily about giving tithes to a church, you know? It's not necessarily about putting $100 in a preacher's pocket. Sometimes, which I would like to say all the time, tithing can mean blessing someone else with expecting nothing in return. And that's exactly what I did. I gave away so much stuff. I gave away a California king size bed, pretty much brand new. And we talking about Ashley furniture, y'all. It wasn't like it was, you know, junky stuff. But I just wanted to share that with y'all. Nene Capri is supposed to be coming into the studio. We're going to hold the line for her. She was on the show before. We had a couple of authors that are under Boss Lady Publishing. And I guess I'm just going to continue to tell you some things until she gets in. The call-in number is 713-955-065. Let's check and see who's on the line. All right, area code 201-201, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hi, how are you? This is Nene Capri. How you doing?
Hey! I was trying to hold it down for you until you got in, but I didn't want to bore everybody with my stories of blessings.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. If I'm tardy, please forgive me. I was up writing all night. Can you say 24-hour hustle? I have not been asleep since yesterday. So all my days run into each other. I apologize. I got 500 things going on.
You right on time.
Okay.
You right on time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Yes, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, we got some time.
Okay. Well, let's start.
Are you expecting anybody else on the? Are you expecting any callers to chat with? Because we got quite a few listeners.
Well, whoever want to press day one, whenever they ready, whatever they hear, when they want to join us, please do. I'm here.
Okay.
But until
before
then,
I let some people
we can
in. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the Boss Lady Publishing submission and guideline thing because I was trying to give them a little bit about it. So it's true that you're looking for new authors, right? Okay.
No,
why don't
I'm
let
not.
You tell us a little bit about it? Oh, you're not?
Well, what it is no,
oh,
I am not. Not at this moment. See, the thing with me is I like to do things a little bit different than everybody else. I find people who come to me in a certain kind of way because I'm always looking for a certain type of character that meshes with my team. You know, my team is very tight. We do everything in-house, you know, whatever it is that we needed to do, Boss Lady and, you know, whoever I had to get to help train my team so that I could keep things a certain kind of way. Everybody on my team is grown, married, got kids, you know what I'm saying? It's about
right.
the business. And that's what it's about for me. Somebody who has the passion, you know, I want to be able to help people flourish their dreams. I'm not trying to go and sign everybody, you know, off of Facebook and just because people running from one publishing house to the next, you know, having issues. I don't want that. You know, I prefer a clean pen, a clean heart, a clean spirit, you know, people who's untainted by the industry so that we can work together and move forward without a whole bunch of clutter and clash and, you know, so forth and so on. So I have a team of five. I'm good with them. They are five strong. And then I have my Boss Lady staff and family. So that's where I am. I'm never promoting that I want to be able to, you know, come on over here and join on the team, you know, 100 people strong because that's not what it's about. More, you know, more people, more problems. I got too many businesses going on. I don't need any shenanigans. So I'm very, very, very choosy about the authors that end up on the Boss Lady family.
That makes quite a lot of sense to someone like me because, you know, energy and frequency and resonating, all that is like my language. So I get it. I totally understand. Why don't we see who's on the line and see if someone wants to chime in? All right. Area code 248 Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hey,
anybody
what's
there?
Going on?
Just listening?
Hey, hey, Lisa.
I'm always speaking.
I know Lisa's voice.
Anybody who knows Lisa, she works hard. She works
yes,
so hard.
That's my baby. She do. She gets
did
it
you,
in. She is the heart
of boss
lady.
Did you enjoy the 4th
of July, lady? I did. I enjoyed myself. All I did was write. I don't get to celebrate holidays like that. All I did was work. I worked. I wrote. I had business meetings. It was a regular, typical Saturday. My mom and me and my daughter and us, we put a little something on the grill while we was working. But outside of that, I just was working hard. But Alicia, she was being fresh. She could tell you
about
that.
I was out of town.
Alicia was out in the street being
my husband told me I work too much. He told me I work too much. He was like, we going somewhere. I was like, where are we going? Just make sure our bag is packed. Okay.
All right.
I followed that right. You say make sure bag is packed. You say.
That's right. That's what you got to do. That's a blessing. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. We got to be able to work hard, play hard, sacrifice, all of the family members sacrifice for Boss Lady Publishing, and I appreciate that. Alicia's husband, Chris, her son, he's our intern. He's learning how to do the radio stuff and promoting, Miss Tony. We all try to incorporate our family in everything that we do so that we are able to feed everybody. So, yeah, that's where we at. So I'm glad y'all had a good time because y'all deserve
it.
Yes, we did, but I'm going to get back to Tasty, too, since everybody need me. I'm sorry, everybody I'm reading it. So I got to make sure I'm on point.
Yes, go do your homework because we got a business meeting at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be looking for you.
Uh-oh.
All right, y'all.
All right. Thanks, Alicia.
You're welcome.
Bye. That's my baby. Okay, continue. I'm back. Mm-hmm. She's gone. She went on to read because she got Boss Lady homework to do. Go ahead. You just got me. You just got the Boss Lady. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Boss Lady. Mm-hmm. You say that you have 5 strong. Now, that's 5 writers, or is that 5 just the team members?
Oh, no. My team is bigger than that. Yes, my team is bigger than that because I have my own editors, my own, Alicia does the formatting. We have our own graphic artists and then, a host of others. But I have 5 authors right now. Yeah, so right now the team is where it is. I have to develop them first. I owe it to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sign a bunch of people. You can't cultivate them. You can't, teach them the business. You know, you come into a publishing house, I'm an author first. So that publishing stuff, that, I'm a publisher, blah, 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 knock it off. You know what I'm saying? All of us is helping people get their work out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. I'm an author. I know a little bit more than my team, and I teach and train them, and I'm the front person. I go out first. I'm the first line of defense, and they right behind me, learning the game, learning the industry, learning how to do stuff. I'm helping them get set up with their own businesses so that they can work outside of Boss Lady and eat outside of their royalties. So everybody has a brand. Alicia has a T-shirt line. She has Writing Royalty Promotions. Miss Tony does our editing, so she makes her money. S. Chameleon, she's my author. She has her own publishing house now. She put out her first book, Real Soldiers Don't Die, and she has more stuff coming up under her own company as well as Boss Lady Publishing. And her husband, Kino, is our graphic artist. So it's like, everybody has a brand or has a way of making money and doing something outside of the actual Boss Lady brand. But I like to be able to teach and train and cultivate a person, So after me, they can stand on their own. So that's another reason why I don't just run out, signing people on the label.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing that you don't mind them to do, to grow and flourish outside of what it is that you have going on, because that has been the downfall of a lot of at first successful publishers. There are some of them out there that went really as high as you can go, and it was just that they wanted to hold too tight, and then you got all the fallings out and everything. I think that's awesome that you don't mind people getting their shine on outside of you, and you encourage it. So that makes it
exactly
more phenomenal.
Like I said, I'm an author first, so you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hurt nobody. You put your blood, sweat, and tears into this work. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to have all their work and their rights. I want to get some of my rights back, you know, from publishing houses I was with so that I can have my work. I've worked hard. You know what I'm saying? So I know how they feel. First line of defense. I'm an author first, and everything else is second.
So you don't even take their rights? You just, like, basically you side-publish the story? How does that work?
Well, what we do is we have our own, you know, agreements. I'm not going to give up all my boss lady formula. However,
right.
That's what makes boss lady special. So I'm not
going
to give up all my formula. However, my team gets to eat outside of me. Like, we have, you know, understanding the way we work things out, you know, that they're able to make money outside of me and do some things. That's my purpose, so that they can eat. You know, I know that that's every 6 months for royalties. You know, I understand that it takes time for returns to come back and different things. So the checks and stuff might not look like you want them to look if you only got one book out and this, that, and the third. So in between, order your paperbacks. Sell your books in the street. You get 100% of the money back, you know. And on top of that, start your own stuff so that in between my projects, drop yourself something. You know, I don't have no problem. Like Escamillion, she passed her books in. She's like, here you go, boss lady, boom, boom, and I'm working on part three. So what do I look like saying, okay, well, while you sitting around waiting for me to do my thing with the stuff you sit in that you sent in, you don't eat? No, she got a family. You know what I'm saying? She has to feed her family.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't do that to a person. You make it so that they can eat. Fair exchange ain't no robbery. You know what I'm saying? If I get them with an open hand, they loyal to me and they love me and they know that we are family. It's not just about these books. So, yeah, that's how we get down. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tight. That's good. That is all good
mm-hmm.
energy. And
mm-hmm.
actually, it'll bless what you, each one of you are doing, because if each person is about family and about self, what people don't understand is
mm-hmm.
interchangeable. So the growth
mm-hmm.
is nonstop. The growth is there, and it will, like, expand even more so because what, like, let's say Escamillion is over here. She's over here doing something so different that it's going in a whole nother direction with a whole bunch of other opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, when they look back over this way, where does it come from? It comes from Boss Lady. Oh, well, who is Boss Lady? You know, because not everybody knows who you are, and your book is new. Your first book is new
mm-hmm.
to someone who doesn't know you. So by
mm-hmm.
everybody
mm-hmm.
having that concept in their mind, that way
mm-hmm.
you guys can continue to grow even more so, just because it's like always
absolutely.
PR from one to the next of each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We try. You know, like even she got our last line, and she has a magazine coming. So definitely Ink Magazine, be looking out for that. And we have a collaboration, something that's so sick is it's going to smack the industry down. We'll be waiting for that announcement in the next couple of days. But as a company, we have just built something that is sick. And I'm just so excited about it. It has had me up for days. But I just created something else that is going to help us do what we got to do. I'm always over here trying to be innovative, trying to be different, trying to do something that's outside of the box. You know, keep attention on myself, my authors, my company. People come to me, I turn them right on to the people and within my company first if they need a service. And I'm just excited, and I love my team. I love them. You know, we wouldn't be able to do Real World Writing Royalty, you know, all these books, anything without the people that we have with us. And like Miss Tony, she has a real job that she works all day, and she still comes home and edits. She travels on a plane. She prints books out. She makes sure that the work is straight, you know, regardless. You know, with that, you know, we want to make sure that we are as honorable, you know, to them and upholding, you know, to what they came to me for. You know, they came to me with their whole heart. They said, Nene, anything you need from me. Alicia and Tony were loyal readers of my work, meeting me at, like, Miss Tony meeting me at different places, driving and catching up with me. And when I made the call and I said,
right.
I need some help, they just came. Yeah, they came. And it was just a blessing. Yeah, like anything you need, Nene, anything you need. I'm like, thank you. And we've been rocking. We've been rocking. It's almost 2 years strong. So it's a blessing.
It certainly is a blessing. And we've seen some of your PR. It's pretty immaculate with the photography.
You.
and some of the events that you guys have been holding. Did you want to speak a little bit on some of the events that you've put out?
Yes, ma'am. I'm always all over the place. Whenever I hear that there's something going on in a town or a city that I'm in, I try to get there so that I can meet some people, make some connections. That's very important as an author. It's fine to be, you know, on social media and have them connecting with you. You know, everybody don't have paperbacks. Everybody don't get out. However, I think you owe it to the reading community, the reading family as a whole, to come out and see them and visit their cities and visit their towns and let them see that you're a real person, get a piece of your personality. A lot of my success comes from the fact that my readers have touched me. You know what I'm saying? They have put their hands on me. I've hugged them, smiled in their face, took pictures with them, even if they didn't buy a book. And they're like, Miss Nene, I don't have it, but I love you. I'm just here to see you. I'm like, girl, get in this picture. Come on, let's have a good time. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing I know, they on Facebook, like, I got the book. I'm so excited. I got it so I got paid. You know what I'm saying? Because I know everybody's financial situation is not the same. But the fact that you're following me and you love me and you support me, girl, I'm happy you're here. Let's make this a reunion. You know what I'm saying? That's my attitude, not like, oh, you ain't buying no book, get away from the table, which I have heard authors say, you know, to readers, either you buying a book or you not. Hello, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? That's not what it's about.
What?
So I'm honored to get out.
Right.
Yes, I did. I've seen some very confusing situations at events, but I make sure I don't do those, and that's why all my books leave the table. But at the same time, I will be in August. I'll be in New Jersey. I'll be in September. I'm not sure. I might be in Louisiana. I'm not sure. October, we'll be in Texas at the first of the month. And then at the end of the month, I think I'll be in California. November and December, I'm not going anywhere because I'm writing. So I'll be just doing some things around my city in Atlanta. I'm in the Atlanta area. We'll be doing some things. We do have a huge event in September. You can definitely email me for some information. We're having a women's retreat in Atlanta, Georgia at a mansion. We're having a mansion party. We have room spots for you to book if you want to fly in. It's going to be a three-day event, celebrity, you know, we'll be there performing. It's going to be free drinks. It's going to be hookah, a pool party on Saturday, a Freaky Friday with entertainment on Friday, and then on Sunday we're going to have a brunch on the lawn, spiritual upliftment, empowerment, some ceremonies that's going to really uplift. And that other organization that I started called the Purple Diamond Sisterhood, me and my best friend, where we have been best friends for a long time. We lost one of our friends to AIDS. You know, she had gotten to the world and she cleaned herself up, and afterwards she found out that she had the virus after she had got married and everything. But it's okay. We love her to death, and we're going to carry on that sisterhood and bond that we made. And this September will be our first walkover ceremony, the 18th through the 21st. So definitely you can hit me up on NeneCapri.com, NeneCapri@gmail.com, NeneCapri@gmail.com, or the Purple Diamond Sisters with an S at gmail.com. That's the Purple Diamond Sisters at the end of S at gmail.com to get more information. We're also on Eventbrite. So if you type that in, you can go in there and see the packages for the weekend, the hotels, as well as the events. So we encourage you to please join us. It's going to be good. We're going to have a good time. Go ahead. It's your turn.
It sounds like you got it all lined up. You guys really have
so
going on. We want to play a commercial and come back and wrap the show up with you showing your love to all the people you want to show love to. Is that okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, that will be fine.
Okay. All right, Nene Capri, she's back at the CCC studio talking to us about Boss Lady Publishing. Yes, 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 y'all. She's always a pleasure.
Boss Lady Publishing is dedicated to giving authors platform for their work where they can learn to craft and grow with their art. Nene Capri is always looking for authors with drive, ambition, and a hunger for knowledge in the industry and willingness to sharpen their skill into a great storyteller. For submission guidelines, send your request to Boss Lady Publishing @gmail.com.
And we're back, and we're back. Nene, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and this is the part.
Okay.
You know how we do it. We love to show love. We love for everybody
mm-hmm.
to get their little shine on, and, you know, there might even be somebody that doesn't even have anything to do with Boss Lady Publicity and that might need or deserve some shine. So now I'm going to give you the floor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. As everybody know, I'm the Boss Lady, Nene Capri. Make sure you head over to Amazon after this and cop anything Nene Capri. If you type in my author name, the Pussy Trap will come up. Trust No Bitch, Dreamweaver, Tainted. Tainted 2 is coming out this month. Make sure you get caught up. The Tainted characters and the Pussy Trap characters are at war, so it's crazy. Make sure you get tuned into that. Tune in weeknights because we also have Real Raw Radio. Shout out to my team and my host. Love them all. Shout out to Ms. Tony, Leisha, Aaron Bebo. He is also a host and an author on our show. So check him out also on Amazon.com. I'm just blessed. I'm happy for all my reading bosses. Love them to death. My mother, you know, my family, my daughter, everybody sacrifices. My sweetheart, he is such a support. He's always, you know, motivating me and keeping me to where I need to be so that I can work at my best capacity. So I'm so honored that he is the type of man that allows me to be me. So shout out to him. After that, I'm just grateful. I thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much for having me out here. You know, definitely have me again anytime you can. Just hit Leisha up. And she'll make sure that I show up. And on time, I'm trying to be more timely. Next time, I apologize. I wasn't right there on the second, and I might have missed some opportunities. But thank you for listening and calling, everybody. And I'm the Boss Lady. Hit me anytime. Nene Capri everywhere.
Trapping.
And Nene, before we go.
Yes.
Yeah, which I almost forgot when you say trapping, the trap too. Can you tell us just a little teensy pinch about it, like give us a little synopsis before we go? Because I almost forgot. I'm glad you said something. I almost forgot about that.
Oh, and Tainted 2?
Was it Tainted 2 or was it the Pussy Trap 2? I'm trying to think.
I'm on part
okay,
4 of the Pussy Trap. So there's Tainted 2 is my newest book.
Okay,
it picks right up. It picks right up where part one leaves off. It's a whirlwind. One of the characters is fighting and arguing with her father. Flint shows up. He sees those feet sticking out. He's nervous, and he don't know what's about to go down. So all I can tell you is a whirlwind. Coco done came over there, and she got some shenanigans going, and it got crazy. So Kason and Coco make their couple of appearances in Tainted 2. So for those who need more of that trap, make sure you read Tainted 1 and Tainted 2. And I have a little surprise I'm going to be doing with Pussy Trap. So just stay tuned. All I can do is say stay tuned for the rest of the year, because if you blink, you will miss something.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nene, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
We love you, too.